We're doing brachot. We're up to Chaf Daled Amud Bet. Rabbi Abba Ava Kamishtam Mined Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Abba was keeping his distance from his Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda. He wanted to make Aliyah. And sometimes not everyone agrees you should make Aliyah. Rabbi Yehuda forbade it. Davikabai Lemesek Lara de Israel. Rabbi Abba wanted to go up to Israel. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda used to say, Kol Olem Bavel Eretz Yisrael, whoever makes the ascent from Babylon to Israel, Over Ba'asei, he transgresses the proactive commandment of the prophet. Shneimar, the prophet in Jeremiah says, Bavel Ayuvau V'Shama Yiyu, they will be brought down to Babylon, and they're going to be there, Ad Yom Pakdi Otam, till I call them back, Nuhum Hashem, says Hashem. So Rav Yehuda held, this is a commandment. You're not allowed to go back now. Now that the temple's being destroyed, this prophecy comes back to play, and you're not allowed to go back unless God says so. Okay. So that was Rav Yehuda's opinion. Obviously, there were many rabbis who disagreed, and so that's who Rabbi Abba relied on. But his Rebbe, Rav Yehuda, that was his opinion. So he's keeping his distance, so his Rebbe shouldn't ask him what's up, and then he'll say what's up, and then his Rebbe's going to say what? So he doesn't want to do that, so he's staying away. He says, yeah, but let me just hear one more teaching from him, and then I'll go up to Eretz Yisrael. Azal, he went to the Beis Medrash, Ashkechei Letana. He found the person quoting Mishnayos, the Tani Kamed Rav Yehuda. He quoted in front of Rav Yehuda the following quote. Hayomed b'tfilah v'nitatesh. If a person was standing in Shmona Esrei and he sneezed, now, we said the word nitatesh could mean to sneeze, the way we call sneezing, or it could mean to pass air. Mamtina cheichle ruach. He waits till the air passes, the air clears. And then he continues praying. So obviously we're not talking about sneezing here. Others say, if a person standing in prayer, so we know it's improper for a person to pass air when he's in prayer, but sometimes a person feels like he can't contain himself. So if he'd known in advance, he shouldn't daven. But here he didn't know in advance. He thought everything was okay, and suddenly he's in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and he sees he's not going to be able to contain himself. Malchik l'acharav dal damot umitatesh. So he takes four steps back, and then he passes air. Umamtina cheichle ruach, and he waits till the smell passes. V'chozeh umitpalel, and then he goes back to his place and continues davening. V'omer, and before he continues davening, he says, Ribono shel olam, Master of the world, Yitzartanu nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. You created us with apertures. You created us with crevices, with hollows, with different tubings. You know, it's fully revealed before you, our shame, our embarrassment as we live, and ultimately we're also going to be vermin and creepy crawly creatures. You know, this is we're human beings. What can we do? We're so embarrassed even as we live, and how much more so when we die. This is my state. What can I do? I apologize, God. That's the form of apology. ומתחיל ממקום שפסק, and he starts 18 where he left off. אמר אילו לא באתי אלא לשמוע דבר זה דיי. He said, if all I heard when I learned in this base medrash was this, that's enough. What a chiddush. So he's very happy. He's ready to go off. So, yeah. Right. What was he so excited about? It's a good question. So, today we don't do this. Today we don't do this. So the Rama says this is only at home, because if you're in shul, so it's so embarrassing to take the four steps back that a person doesn't have to do it. You stay put in your own place, and then you just wait till the smell passes, and then you could continue davening. And it being that a person didn't take the four steps back, so he also doesn't say the Ribono shel Olam. I don't know. That's how the Rama. Really, there's a basic question. We don't see people doing this, and we don't see people saying they're bon shalom. So, The commentaries put it all together. And they say, okay, so I guess this is contingent on that. What were you saying? Well, he took the four steps back, so he was already mafsik tefilato. If he didn't take the four steps back, so he didn't stop his tefillah, so he also doesn't say the Ribbon Shalom. That, when we learn the laws of Hefsik, we'll see why. The Ramah says, yeah. I've never seen anyone do it, but yeah. Right. Right. No, but the idea here is, will people see a person? Because then it's embarrassing. Could be, but that's the meaning already. Got it. So the Beis Yosef says that when we say this is our shame, so it's only a shame if a person took the four steps back. But if he stayed put in his own place, so then there's no shame technically, because no one. So that's why it's connected. I guess because other people know, because then he took four steps back. So that's an embarrassment to a person.
Right.
A person should be embarrassed because a person shouldn't do it. A person should ensure that he's clean before he comes to davening. Should go relieving themselves before davening. But it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.